The international community may soon be charged with destruction of the Syrian government's chemical weapons stockpile. After the U.S. and Russia, Syria is assumed to have the third largest stock of sarin, mustard gas, and other toxic weapons in the world. The U.S. began the process of destroying its chemical weapons in the 1990s after it signed the International Chemical Weapons Treaty. Umatilla, Oregon was once home to one of the 9 U.S. Army installations that housed chemical weapons. Umatilla staff successfully finished the process of dismantling the weapons stockpile in October 2011. Our Richland correspondent, Anna King, has covered the Umatilla Depot. She joins us now to talk a little bit more about how they went about the process of destroying chemical weapons. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Marcy.
First of all, when did Umatilla Chemical Depot open and what was there?
Yeah, in 1941, they had built 1,000 storage igloos, and that looks like unnatural hills that are all in these little lines in among the sagebrush and sand. Each one's like 80 feet long by 20 feet wide. And those igloos were designed to be really sturdy and far enough away from each other that they could withstand a blast from one another. And that way all the munitions didn't go up in a chain reaction.
So it's a good thing to know that they didn't do that. It sounds, from what I'm hearing lately, that getting rid of chemical weapons is very difficult. How did they start out at Umatilla doing this?
Yeah, so, you know, they built this massive plant that was completed in 2001, and then they did 3 full years of testing to make sure that the plant was going to withstand doing the actual munitions. And then in the fall of 2004, they started destroying the weapons. And that was kind of a hiccup and start kind of situation at the very beginning. It took a long time to complete each weapon that they were trying to do. They started with the sarin nerve agent because that's the most dangerous. Sarin can actually float on the breeze or go up in the air and move with the wind. So they wanted to get rid of that first. Then they moved on to the VX nerve agent, which is stickier and stays more near the ground. And then finally, they worked on the mustard blister agent, which still can kill you, but it's more of a blister agent instead of a nerve agent.
Ugh. Well, I know that you spoke with Hal McCune, who's the spokesman for URS, the operator for the Umatilla Chemical Agent Disposal Facility, and he told you what the most difficult part was about destroying these chemical weapons. Let's hear what he had to say.
Well, the hardest part was just adjusting to the many different sizes of munitions, and the fact that they were just really old, 40, 50, 60 years old in some cases. So, you know, you're working with things that were designed to be used within a few years, and we had them stored for decades and then had to try to take them apart, carefully drain agent that in a lot of cases had solidified and turned to jelly. And so there was a lot of challenges technologically to get it done safely.
That's Hal McCune, a spokesman for the operator for the Umatilla Chemical Agent Disposal Facility. Anna, you mentioned that they started the process of dismantling these weapons in 2004 with some hiccups, but overall about 7 years to get rid of the all these silos?
Yes, it took about 7 years. They finished destroying all the chemicals in October of 2011. And since then, they've been working to dismantle the plant, taking it apart piece by piece and getting rid of it at the Arlington dump.
They're getting rid of the plant at the Arlington dump?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're taking truckfuls of debris and rubble and steel over to the Arlington dump. None of that can be recycled because there is some worry that, you know, there might be trace amounts of this residue of these chemicals in there. And then it's all disposed of at the dump. And eventually, that whole plant will be, a massive plant, will be just taken down all the way past the slab just to dirt. They'll take about 2 feet of dirt out, and then they'll fill back the hole and restore the environment.
Wow. Well, Anna, that sounds like an incredibly complicated task for just the small-ish amount that was at Umatilla. I can't imagine how they're going to go ahead and destroy what Syria's got in store. Anna King, Richland correspondent for the Northwest News Network, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.